This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dave, good morning.
Coach,
how are you?
Coach, I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you guys too, Mully. Absolutely, Ruthie, and I'll be in town next week. I'm coming in on Wednesday, and then I'll be around town doing some shows. A couple shows on the Score. I think they got two or three set up, and some NBC and Big Ten. So it'll be a full week, but it'll be a good week. I'm looking forward to number one, seeing everybody, and number two, doing a little Bears draft.
He's going to have that Naples glow, that Florida glow.
Healthy, healthy Dave. Hey, you're on with Grody, right, on Thursday. You'll be on from 6 to 9, I believe. So that'll be must-listen radio. Really looking forward to it. And, you know, we're talking about the draft, Dave. The Bears have made, you know, they've made a lot of additions. They've done a lot of work, not the least of which is getting a new head coach. And it feels like, once again, they have won the off season, and I think that worries you in past years, but it feels different this year. I loved hearing from Dennis Allen yesterday for the first time, the defensive coordinator, and he called the additions on the defensive line a good start. And that's kind of the way I feel about the additions on the offensive line. I feel like all they're doing on the line of scrimmage is just the beginning, and they need to keep at it. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's I would totally agree. I think if we go to the offensive line first, and I think everybody needs to understand, just to make it in the NFL and play, you got to be a heck of a good player. And last year, you know, we signed a few players in the offensive line, I thought late, a few guys that really were kind of backup type guys, a few guys that had some injury history. And so, you know, Ryan was trying to do a little bit of Band-Aid effect, I think, to kind of get us through at that point. But this is different. I agree with you. I got a different feel. I mean, the offensive linemen that we signed this year were guys that were wanted by other teams. They're young guys. They're really good players. So, and the defensive line, you know, the one thing that I think has happened in the last couple of days, or I guess it'd be a week now with the defense, is, you know, Kyler Gordon, to me, is, I said this last year, he might have been as valuable a player on that defense as anybody. And then the guy that I talk about all the time, and I guess because he's not a big, big money guy, no one wants to talk about, but T.J. Edwards, I remember following him when I was doing Big Ten stuff, and he was at Wisconsin. The guy seems to make every tackle. No one gives more effort. I mean, if you ever wanted to show a young player and say Dennis Allen wants to put on the tape and say, this is the type of effort that we want out of our Bears players on defense, you just watch T.J. Edwards. So I thought those two additions were outstanding. The defensive line, it'll take care of itself. I mean, we'll see what they do at 10. That could be a defensive lineman. Who knows?
Coach, I got to talk a little bit with Dan Roschar yesterday, the new offensive line coach, and he made it sound like because of Braxton Jones's injury, that position is really sort of up for grabs. Obviously, the other four places on the offensive line are solidified, but left tackle still really feels like it's a position that they need not just depth, but maybe a starter. Where do you see sort of some of the offensive linemen at the top of the draft that could fit well with the Bears?
Yeah, you know, I'm not as sold that that is a dire need. I think, and I'm going to go back to, Pro Scout. It's an organization that's been around since I've been with the Bears. Mike Giddings runs it. Now his son's running it. And I had a long talk with him about it, 3 weeks ago, and he rated everybody over the last 10 years and what the teams need from a color code that are winning Super Bowls. And obviously, you've got to have a player, a quarterback that plays in the blue. In other words, he doesn't have to be a blue coming on. You know, maybe Aaron Rodgers was a blue 5 years ago. He's not a blue player today. Mm-hmm. So you have to get a blue performance out of that. And then on the offensive line, that was the big question, and there was about four of us on the call. And you know what Gid says? There has not been a blue-playing offensive left tackle in the last 10 years. Wow. But guess what position has consistently been the most valuable in the offensive line for Super Bowl contenders? Offensive center. Mm-hmm. And so I guess, Ruthie, can we get better there? Absolutely we can. But I just don't see it as a top need for it. Third round, maybe something like that. I'd be fine with that.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't see that as being a dire need as maybe running back or maybe another great defensive lineman.
Makes me feel better, Coach.
They did that last year. Dave took an offensive tackle in the third round, a left tackle, and we haven't really, he's been injured and he hasn't been able to get on the field. I'll be very curious to see if he is contending for a starting spot, if indeed there's an injury issue with Braxton Jones.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But, I think that the thing that's interesting, let me just throw this out here, okay? You bring in a new defensive coordinator, and you got an older player that's been around like T.J. Edwards. So this, what I liked about what Dennis Allen did, you just don't sign T.J. Edwards to an extension. You could have used that spot for a draft pick or a free agent out there. So it tells me that's the mentality that Dennis Allen's looking for. And I'll tell you what, think about this now. And Dennis Allen talked about Kyler Gordon being able to play some corner and some nickel. I went through that. I mean, Darren Woodson was a safety for us and a nickel at the Dallas Cowboys. I used a corner Kevin Minifield when I was at the Bears. He was a nickel guy in a corner. So I've lived that life. But you know what it tells me? If he's talking about Kyler Gordon, he must love Kyler Gordon as we all do. The guy's a player.
Yeah.
And that nickel position is so unique because you have to be able to – there's no guarantee that it's third down and five and someone's going to throw the ball. So you can't just put a coverage guy in there. They could run the ball every time, and you better be able to have a guy kick them up and make a tackle. He's proven that. You better have a guy because it's the shortest point to the quarterback as compared to outside at the corners that can blitz. He's proved he can blitz. And obviously, he proved he can cover. So he's a valuable guy. But what it tells me, by Dennis saying that he could play outside, he has studied our film. How does he really feel? Is he just throwing that out there to make, because it's a possibility? Or is he not really overly sold on Stevenson and the other corner? Help me out.
Terrell Smith.
Terrell Smith. Is he not that sold on them that he's looking at Kyler Gordon and saying Gordon could be a better corner than them? I don't know. And I could be way off base on this.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know you're not going to be playing for Jalen Johnson. So if you're playing corner, Stevens or Smith are on the bench. Mm-hmm. That's what it tells me. Dave, so on first and second down,
What was your philosophy in terms of having a cornerback match up against the best receiver on the other team? You know, we heard from Jalen Johnson. He talked about how he wants to be traveling, as the term goes, where, in other words, taking on the – and they play some really good receivers this year, and there are some great ones in the league and in the division. And I always wonder if that is giving away too much information about the defense you're going to be playing, if you're doing that, or if it's something you can get in and out of. What did you do in your defenses?
Well, two thoughts. One, when I was at the Bears, I had an all-pro, Darnell Wolford, as you guys know, a number one pick, and then I had Jeremy Lincoln, who was a fast guy. But we were a zone team. A lot has to do, are you playing man or zone? If you're playing zone, it's not important to really flip corners because they're either both playing, you know, cover two, cover three, cover six, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But if you're a man team, then obviously it does make a difference. When I went to Pitt, I had Darrell Revis, and we played more man. So I matched up Revis on the best receiver, and he took him out of the game every week. You know, when I was at the Dolphins, we played a lot more man. I attacked Patrick Surtain Sr. and Sam Madison, both Pro Bowl players, and so I didn't flip those guys. So, you know, I was more of a zone player than a man lock-it-down player. So with that being said, I was not into flipping them, except I did do it with Darrell Revis when we played man. I was at the University of Pittsburgh.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Coach, it was so cool kind of seeing the whole staff come together yesterday. We had our first media availability with a lot of the assistants and the position coaches. And it's so interesting to see how many of these guys came from different places. Obviously, you have a lot of former players, but you have really veteran coaches like Bill Johnson is, you know, an older coach, Dan Roschar. And then you have young guys like Declan Doyle coming together. And a lot of these guys Ben Johnson hasn't worked with before. I think he brought, you know, obviously a few guys from Detroit, but really not a lot of them, which I feel like is sort of rare in this day and age. Obviously, like Flus brought a lot of guys from Indianapolis, for example. What's your kind of assessment of the way Ben Johnson assembled this staff and what the benefits can be of all these, you know, different coaches coming from different places?
Yeah, no, I think Ben's put together a great staff. And I'll tell you what he's done is, you know, he hired guys in the decision-making positions that he is very comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's going to do the offense, and Dennis Allen's going to do the defense. So now you let those guys fill in with guys that they have worked with. I mean, you mentioned Bill Johnson. Bill Johnson was a graduate assistant for me at the University of Miami. Bill got,
of course he was.
He was in charge of the dorm and making sure that those guys we had at Miami – He was in charge of barricading the door at bed check at 11 o'clock so they didn't get out on the street. But, you know, Bill's a great coach, and he is a high-energy, heck of a football coach, but he's tied in with Dennis Allen. And I use Bill as an example because we're friends. But so, you know, Ben has trusted Dennis Allen, and obviously he's got to make the hire, but he's trusting Dennis Allen, which I think is outstanding, and that's the starting point. And he put together the offensive guys that he knows, so it's a good staff. It really is. It's It's a big staff, but that's the way in the NFL. How many got on the staff now?
I think it's 28 assistants.
I love it. How about when I wanted to hire Ron Rivera and Michael, yeah. They pulled my contract out and I said, nope, you can have 10 assistant coaches plus yourself.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, didn't Chico do
it? It's a lot of personality on the coach. A lot of personality, coach. It's fun. It's a fun staff.
Hey, Dave, thanks a ton. It's great catching up with you. I wish we had more time because I've got 1,000 questions. But
yeah, don't talk about the Cubs. It's baseball.
Love you, coach.
You're the best, right, Dave.
I'll see you next week.
Okay,
all right, Dave. Great stuff.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.